Good morning, humanity! Or perhaps it's afternoon or the middle of the night, wherever you are. We are broadcasting from the epicenter of human unity right here in Auroville in southern India. My name is Fifth. I am the co-founder of MediClown Academy, and I'm also your hostess with the mostest. And at MediClown Academy, we create a healthy, happy India by sharing love, joy, laughter, and play. After all, India knows love. So words have the power to heal, spread happiness, and share humor. Words also have the power to harm and hurt. As kids, we say, sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never harm me. Sticks and stones will break your bones, but words will never harm me. But then we realize that it's not that simple, but yes, sticks and stones will not break our bones, but absolutely, harsh words and unkind thoughts harm me. They harm you emotionally, mentally, and spiritually. And when those hurtful words that perhaps we heard as a child, and, you know, maybe it was our parents, someone we trusted, a teacher, they didn't mean it, but maybe out of frustration, like, I know I was crossing the road when I was two, I just darted out and they grabbed me and said, "My gosh, how can you be so stupid?" Actually, I was more than two. I think I was four. But that affected me, you know? And those words have come back to haunt us, had haunted me for the rest of my life. You know, or perhaps someone in the playground said, "You're so fat, fat so, for whatever reason, you believed them. And that became the Ferris wheel in your head. And it went around and around like this maniacal merry-go-round haunting you. And it became distorted and it became part of your DNA. And unknowingly, those thoughts became a part of you, became a part of me. And I thought, but wait a minute, I'm not stupid, I'm not fat, I'm not ugly, I don't deserve this, I'm not enough. But then the other thoughts kept saying, I'm so stupid, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I don't deserve this. And you gave those thoughts prominence. Well, enough of that. Enough. You are much more powerful than that. You are enough. You have these amazing hidden powers, these supernatural talents, and you are powerful beyond belief. You are the superhero of you. When I do the webinars and the podcast, not the podcast, but the webinars, we're all on Zoom right now. One of the first things we do is I say, go to the top little three dots on your screen where your picture is, and you will see it says rename. And you can rename yourself anything that you would like to be. So sometimes it's Wonder Woman. Sometimes it's the goddess. Sometimes it's motorcycle. Sometimes people just have a different thing that they want to call themselves. For that time period, that's who they are. And we develop this wonderful self-confidence. So at the beginning, I said that words have the power to heal. Now, laughter also has the power to heal. Because when we laugh, as we've said before, it raises your endorphins. It makes you feel smarter because you've got oxygen that's coming right into your brain. And when you're doing an exam, for example, when you're writing your exam and you're going, ayo, 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 I don't know the answer, you go, you take a deep breath in, and aha, the answer comes from above. And you write down the answer. And as you're doing that, you are saying, I am intelligent. I am smart. We're going to laugh at the end and we're going to put this into practice. But let me just, actually, let's do it right now. Should we do it right now, Stefano? Why not? Stefano is my handy dandy sound engineer, as many of you know by now, and he is the everything person here. So let's pretend that you're writing your examination, and it's like you're going, ayo, 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 and then you're going to go, ah! And then you're going to write down the answer. And now you are going to think, whoa, I am super intelligent. I am love. I am smart. I am beautiful. I am handsome. I'm kind of sexy. Not kind of. I am sexy. Everybody wants to be around me. And they're saying, whoa, thank you. Thank you. Thank you for being a part of my life. Now, can you imagine if you hear that from other people? But more importantly, what happens when those are your words and your voice that you are saying to yourself? So, we're going to do this in another minute or so, but get a clear, focused intention with, in concert with a strong feeling and a strong belief that you are a radiant, beautiful being. And there is enough. You are enough. You are respected and you are deserving. And you will transform. Now, if you've never done this before, you might feel a little awkward, a little uncomfortable. You might feel a little unworthy. I see Stefano looking at me kind of going like, okay. I'm so glad that you're here. It makes everything so much easier. Anyway, for you out there, we are going to collectively transform. So I'm going to share a small mantra, an affirmation. Okay. Now, if you're not, say it out loud if you can, and say it proudly. If you're in front of a mirror, you can say it there, but I'm going to look right at you. So you can close your eyes, or you can leave your eyes open, look in the mirror, and you're going to take a deep breath. Oh, sorry, if the space isn't conducive, you just do it in your heart and in your mind, and you feel that energy, feel it vibrate through your whole body as it goes out into the world, and allow yourself to feel loved, respected, intelligent. We'll just do this for a minute or so, just to give you a wee taste. So if you're sitting up, ground yourself, feel your feet go 10 feet deep into beautiful Mother Earth, and feel your head just connect it to Father Sky. Take a deep, beautiful breath in, and as you exhale, allow your body to relax. And you can close your eyes if you choose and just repeat after me. I am love. I am love. I am beautiful. I am intelligent. I am respected. I am protected. I am smart. I am optimal, radiant health. I am confident. Everyone loves me. I am happy. I am unshakable. I am unstoppable. I love who I am. I love me. And I love being me. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now just feel that vibration going through your body. And imagine that you are already all of this and more. And allow just a little giggle to start at your toes. It's as if someone is just giggling you. And feel it going up. your calves, your knees, your thighs. Oh, it's going into your tummy. Oh my goodness, it's now going into your abdomen. Woo, it's like a Santa belly. It fills your lungs. Feel it going into your throat, your arms, your whole head, and it pops out through your eyes, and you can feel the smile and the love and the laughter coming out through your mouth, through your eyes, through all the pores in your body, radiating out to everyone in your home, your neighborhood, your block, your city, your country, and around the world, and woo, way out into the universe, in the past, present, and future. Oh. Just beautiful. Beautiful. You can create this feeling any place at any time. And now just allow your eyes to open and look around you. And I see some gorgeous people here in front of me. I see Stefano, and I see some others here that are part of the radio that help make it happen. And I am so happy and grateful. And because I'm happy and grateful, just take a big sigh of relief. I am all those things and more. Now we're just going to take a little moment, and we are going to take 30 seconds to laugh. Stefano, are you going to laugh with me, buddy? Okay, 1, 2, 3, and then we'll come back because I'm going to say something after the laughter. 1, 2, 3, and... Keep going, Stefano, and you have the intention to heal yourself. Feel that laughter vibrate through your whole body. Fill the room. Fill the building. Your neighborhood. The city. The country. And around the world. I know it's been a longer than a minute, but it feels so fantastic. Let's take it out to the universe. Woo! I am the universe, and the universe is in me. Woo! Fantastic. Now, you can create your own mantra. You can write it in your journal. You can record it on your phone. And you can say your mantra, sing your mantra, anything. But, whoops, do your affirmations at least twice a day, just for a minute. If you can do it more, even better. And watch and feel the healing and the happiness happen. We can create happiness, self-love, self-confidence, deep in our spirit, deep in our hearts. And those thoughts become words, and those words become feelings, and those feelings become inspired action. And through the law of vibration, I don't know about you, but I certainly felt that vibration through my whole body. Did you? Ah, he's nodding. Yes, he did as well. We take action and we heal ourselves, those around us, and collectively we heal our society and Mother Earth. And on that laughter note, sayonara. We'll see you next week.